Everybody Can is a conversation about the people and organizations that strengthen our community by volunteering, donating, serving on boards, or sometimes just showing up in micro moments of kindness. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, tenaciously curious and committed to the notion that connecting and serving others provides a space for one to have a sense of purpose and belonging. One of those spaces is the Port Townsend Film Festival, and it is going live again. This landmark festival leans deeply into connecting communities, committed to connecting filmmakers and film lovers through the stories and images on film. Volunteer coordinator Chuck Moses will spotlight for us today a few of those opportunities to get involved with this signature multi-day event over film, food, and fun. And talk about fun, Mr. Chuck Moses, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Always fun. Thank you, Missy.
Oh my goodness, what a flashback. Here we are, Port Townsend Film Festival, right around the corner. I'm always mindful of folks who may not have ever had that opportunity to know a little bit about it. So let's start off with an overview about where we're at and how did it start, and just the big picture, if you wouldn't mind.
20 plus years?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go back to actual theaters after a few years of absence and watching them in our home. As a volunteer coordinator, the most exciting thing is to see people come to the office to sign up that I haven't seen for years.
It's amazing.
Excited to go back out on the street and greet and meet people from all over the community that love movies.
The way that we are, the whole film festival is set up, it is a multi-day event, and it is how many venues in this, we're live again?
There'll be 5 indoor theaters and then the outdoor famous theater. Free.
Yeah.
Hay bales right on Taylor, right down the middle.
Oh my goodness.
We get
goodness.
The whole street with the big screen at the end.
Yeah, so if you're attending this for the first time, either one of those lucky visitors on their way back from the Olympic Peninsula or folks who really put it on their calendar far ahead, shape that day for us. We're going to arrive on a
Thursday.
Year.
It's a day early. Yes.
And that's September 22nd.
Correct.
And we're walking through and we've parked our car and there's not going to be any roads closed per se, or will the big screen be up on day one?
Yes, that'll be up because they're going to show a film 4 nights.
All right. So that's Thursday.
Correct.
And how do we launch this event?
Find a place to stay. Tell to stay. Do that soon.
Yeah.
And then get your program.
Yeah.
And start circling the films you want to go see if you're attending.
Yeah, your website is really great with lining up how to fest is what they say. And I love it, love it, love it. So literally on the first night, Thursday, the first film will be somewhere around 6 o'clock.
Correct.
Now, I recall, isn't it amazing? It was called COVID fog, which I was fortunate never to have experienced COVID. But do we have a parade and a dinner somewhere in the mix? That was in the past.
We do have a parade. We do have a dinner, yes.
So I'm still that visitor who just happened upon this from the Olympic Peninsula.
You just stumbled in there.
I got lucky and got a room and a parking spot. Now,
you probably would get a pass.
Oh, describe those passes. What
is
that?
Well, the passes are for, you can get an all film pass that covers all 5 days, which is unlimited.
Wow.
Films.
Wow.
You can go to many, many films.
That's awesome.
And it's totally awesome. Yes.
But they could also, if they were just like, oh, this is, I couldn't make it all the way into wherever they were going for that evening. You can buy individual film tickets as well.
One, and then you can buy what's called a 6-pack, which allows you for 6 movies.
Awesome.
And that's at a discount. And that's, you can pass that around between people that you're with, but
it's shareable. You can split it up. That's lovely.
Mm-hmm. The advantage of the 6-pack is that you can go with a group of people and you can, go to different movies together, take a break, go see something different, move around.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 5 venues going at one time. So
it's so
you
cool.
can't be in 5 places at one time.
No, but in between those movies, you are now filtering out into a dedicated space that was set up for the film, the outdoor movie, but also there's a food venue.
Correct.
And tell me more about that.
And beverages and food and more beverages and
Does it have a swanky name or where is it located?
It's actually on Taylor Street this year.
Okay.
Yes. So it's right next to the Grover
gallery.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. And could one walk in and just pick up a quick snack, or do you have to buy a ticket ahead for that? Or
no, you can get a quick snack. Yeah. Yes, and then the restaurants will all be open.
Of course, yes. Of course. And Sue, I've attended a couple of film festivals and other places where you queue up in different ways. So now I've got my ticket and I've chosen a film and I'm standing here, and here's where I think the opportunity for many of your volunteers might get more excited. I remember they're line handlers, you know, folks that love to talk about what did you see and how did it go. You know, do you have lines? Do you envision, or is there a way that folks are getting into these films where we won't be, you know, first come, first serve? What is the format for that?
There's an elaborate strategy of getting in the right line, number one, for the right theater.
Oh.
Because there's Rose, the Rosebud, and the Starlight, and they all sort of line up on Taylor.
Oh.
So the first thing that the crowd ushers or crowd liaison ask them, what movie are you going to? Oh, you have to go over to this line for this theater. You're in the wrong theater line. But they do have signs and such. But sometimes people don't read. So we help them. And then they line up and they get a number.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tell them what time to come back.
Oh, that's nice.
So you queue up and then you go away.
And so that is...
Then you come back at a certain time to get in. But you don't, since you queued up, you don't have to queue up twice.
Right. And all of this information, I think you have a drop-down tab on this on your website.
Yes.
It's, is it ptfilmfest.com is your website?
Sounds right. Yes.
And then is it under that tab called How to Fest?
Of course.
I look at that and I go, how to fest or how to dress? I don't know. If you read it quickly, you just don't you got to be careful.
So that would be that part. And that's what the volunteers do. That's what we coordinate. And we have a theater manager. So each of the theaters has its very own manager that manages the folks that are inside and outside.
And the characteristics of someone who would want to sign up for that or would who appreciate that role, one, I understand very well because I volunteered. It's well supported by a technical staff person, but a theater manager would have what kind of responsibility?
Communicate with the volunteer, doors and outdoors.
The line liaisons,
yes, exactly.
And all that.
Make sure that they're there on time. They have what they need. They have. They can check in the tickets. Because if you have a six-pack, you actually get that punched to show that you've used it. And that's pretty efficient.
And so the manager's really helping support the people side of the
exactly,
volunteer teams.
Exactly.
Do you currently have needs as you? So I'm listening to this program from home now, and I'm saying, wow, this sounds fun. How do I get involved? What am I going to do? So we're kind of committed to the idea of being a theater manager. What's the next step? So getting involved, manager.
You would contact us through the Want to Volunteer on the website.
Oh, yes.
There is a tab that says,
awesome.
I want to volunteer. And then we'll find you.
Yes.
And then you can tell us what, yes, that's now, what I do.
Excellent. Well, mm-hmm. I know
filter
that
through it.
In the last month, you had all these wonderful opportunities to come up to the office and sign up in person, which was great. I got to do that, and I couldn't believe how lovely the place was, and you got a good look at the whole setup, and I think, are you still inviting folks up to say hello if that's the case that they didn't sign up online?
I would check on the website first because okay. the office hours are, they're fluid. They move
yeah,
around a bit.
Yeah.
We're still COVID-ish.
Right,
so
right.
And I want to make sure somebody's there.
Right,
to
right.
let them in and line them up and such like that. So online's best, and then because some people aren't in town that volunteer.
That's right.
And
they
I
travel.
Do it for them.
They travel great distances.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listeners, if you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can, and you are listening to 91.9 KPTZ.org, and we're talking to the volunteer coordinator, Chuck Moses, of the Port Townsend Film Festival. If you've happened to miss this episode or part of it, you will find it on our website under the drop-down menu called Podcasts. But before we return to our discussion, I have a favor to ask. I'd like you to tell us about your unsung heroes that have crossed your paths this month. Small gestures, unique moments of stepping up. Dear listeners, let's acknowledge, encourage, and celebrate those moments of kindness, building blocks of a caring community, and the demonstration of our own community moral compass. It matters. So, Chuck, let's get some of those folks connected through the film festival. So we kind of drilled down into that, and we drilled a little bit into the films itself, and we nudged at the COVID discussion, which is great. Some of those opportunities are really outside. And let's talk a little bit more about the other activities taking place and if there might be some things that unfold into it, like filmmaker panel. I saw that there will be discussions? Are the panels open to the broader community?
Yes.
What are the buildings that that some of these workshops or discussions are taking place in? Where will they be?
I want to say public library is the that. They've really tightened up the festival. So it's the American Legion and the Cotton, and everything else is Starlight, Rosebud, and Rose. So it's a little smaller, tighter festival centered around Taylor Street.
I think that's so well done when you think about transitioning from a time where we've had a new executive director, we've had a window of time where we couldn't meet in person, and you haven't really made it a smaller festival. You've pivoted and you've got two festivals. You've got your virtual and you've got your in-person. And I was curious, no, the virtual doesn't coincide over the same period of time that the in-person is, right?
No, exactly. So folks that still aren't comfortable
virtual.
In a theater, they can do the virtual. Also, the volunteers, a plus. If they're volunteering and they're not watching the movies, they can catch up.
That was always the case for our family. You know, we were kind of like, oh, here we go. Now, tips for virtual. Do you have any fun ideas that folks are kicking around that you've heard about, like neighbors getting together?
Exactly.
Or,
parties.
Yeah.
Pick your favorite film, get together, and each pick one out of a group of a neighborhood group cluster.
Oh, that's
fun. This is my favorite. This is my favorite. This is my favorite. And then you can go revisit, and then you can talk about it.
Yeah.
Which is so exciting.
I like
to
that.
Share it. And the same thing, being a volunteer, people will sign up and they'll say, I want to be with this person or this person or this person. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
They want to work with the same folks.
They do. They
and the same theaters and the same managers, because they become friends, you know, reconnect after the 3 years.
It really is.
Separate.
It is that sense of community, that teamwork. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this, you know, virtual and neighbors getting together. You should have a drop down tab for a DIY, you know, film screen, you know, how to hang the sheet on what side of siding and make sure it's north and not south. Not that you're so busy already with other things, managing details. But
good idea.
With a film festival, are there also some opportunities to rub shoulders with the filmmakers other than in the panel discussion? Are we doing any dinners or parties?
There is one dinner. We've, again, brought it down a little bit. Want to see how people are going to be with this.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's, we're just going to get back into it.
Excellent.
Still the parade, still the dinner, still some things. The outdoor cinema is exciting because it's free.
Right.
Which is super good for the community to have something offered that doesn't cost.
That's right. That's right. And those films will begin at dusk.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, in years past, what was the approximate number of films being shown and filmmakers that came, roughly?
Again, this is something for the director program or
closer. Sure.
My understanding is we haven't reduced the number of films. That's what we added Thursday. Same number of films.
Wow, okay.
So same number. And twice. They get shown twice at a different theater each. So that's been the same. What was the other question?
I was going to say, it must have been around 80. Just how many films?
It's about 90,
and
I think you're right.
And folks, filmmakers, you still expect some celebrities and
filmmakers
coming?
There'll be some filmmakers and such like that, yes.
Nice,
yes. They're busy.
It's a transition year.
It's a transition year. Some of them don't travel still. Some of them are older, in all the stuff that goes along with it. So,
well, I was quite impressed with the virtual version where we had more opportunity to really focus in on the filmmaker. The panel was more available in the virtual format, which I thought was pretty stunning.
That's an element that it's perfect. You touched on that. And every film has an interview attached to it that I know of.
Wow.
Yes. So there's information backfill, and that's very exciting.
Oh, yes.
Very, very exciting.
Oh,
I did
yes.
one last year. It was really fun to do.
Now, one of the courtesy things I know the Film Fest does is something called a filmmaker's lounge. That seems like another hospitality kind of driven focus. So how's the volunteer recruitment in that area?
People sign up for that.
They do. Your
very
needs?
Quickly.
Oh, good. Good.
But that one's sort of coveted.
Oh, interesting.
Yes,
all
yes.
right. Well, folks are just going to need to go to your website to find out what the status is for volunteers.
And we'll find something for everybody to do. There's something for everyone to do.
Is there any kind of identifier for volunteers at the, you know, during the film festival itself? Because that's a nice thing to know, where I can say, oh, the guy in the red hat, I should tell him about the overflowing garbage can, or I have some time for you. Can I get involved?
Yeah. All the volunteers have caps.
Excellent.
They're pretty bright this year. The managers don't get bright. They get black, I think.
I see.
Yes.
Chuck, I really like checking in with volunteer leaders about, you know, what are the benefits of volunteering? What, you know, what the ethos of your organization in particular, what would a volunteer find so unique and wonderful about working with the Port Townsend Film Festival?
The chance to stand in line on a Thursday and then re-stand in line with somebody on the Sunday, the same person, and talk about the films that you saw and what you like best, and watch everybody just glow. And they all have different ones.
It's true.
And then now you can go watch it virtually. Go, oh, what was it? What was it? I used to sit at the theaters and look around me, and I knew by Sunday, I knew almost everybody sitting next to me when I was attending, not volunteer coordinator. And it was like one of the best.
It's true.
I met so many people before I moved here just sitting in the theaters.
Oh, that's a
folks.
Great
breakfast
reminder.
Before it, afterwards.
Wow.
It was so exciting. And talking to people about movies, with the passion about movies.
And, you know, and the movies really do. They reflect our world and they help us think about worlds we don't know. And so when you're having those conversations, you're understanding something for the first time. For example, I saw a film about shoeshine folks throughout
yes,
the planet and the bias against them and the class system that they lived mm-hmm. in. And so you're standing next to someone you don't know and they're like, have you seen or did you try? And then you're talking about the new ahas, the connections you're making. And then that is that connected worldwide global moment inside our village, which is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. And your volunteers are just soaking it all up in addition to the guests.
Yeah, they're ambassadors for the good world we can live in, oh. as opposed to talking about the superheroes' mm-hmm. costumes.
Right. There's some really great content
so much content that's just from the heart, and that's how they build it. Programmers do.
Film
it's
Festival.
Special.
Your volunteers truly are full of heart.
They are.
Well, before we let you go, Chuck, let's make sure folks know one more time the dates of this activity and how to consider getting involved. So, we are the Port Townsend Film Festival coming up September 22nd through 25th, right? And then the virtual follows thereafter.
Correct.
Thank you for joining us today. And the URL for folks to find out about volunteering, ptfilmfest.com.
Correct.
Excellent.
And there's a volunteer tab there. Help you out.
Oh, Chuck.
It's really great to volunteer.
It is.
I can't.
Thank you so much, Chuck, for joining us today. I'm looking forward to being at the film festival myself. This is Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to our program today. It is our hope that in sharing these stories, we have lifted you up and encouraged you to find your own path, belonging, perhaps explore a new skill set, simply impact the life of another, changing the arc of their potential and yours. I couldn't do this program without the masterful assistance of our production coordinator, Nora Petrich, and sound engineer, Jim Burke, who tidies this up and catches those glitches. Today's special shout out goes to those unnamed folks who simply whisked in and helped us, the KPTZ crew, to carry our tent, set it up, save it as it launched into the wind at the final concert on the dock. I wish I knew your names. Now, for the rest of you, go out, get involved, and find an opportunity to change the arc of someone's life.